Bruce is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
I like that shirt your boy got on right here.
Ooh, talk about Gary.
I mean, he got roses everywhere. He got 17 dozen on his shirt.
17
dozen
Bruce.
Roses. But it was snowing this morning.
Yeah, but so I'm trying to work for the wrong. Botanical Gardens.
No, 17 dozen roses.
That's okay,
on
Gary.
Your shirt. And it looks good on you. I can't believe he got it on. I can't believe he bought it. That's the one when you buy one, they give you 40 more free. So that means you have 41 shirts just like that.
I sure do.
And Bruce, you know them bumblebees going to tear his ass
and
up.
And then he got on checkerboard pants. I don't know what he was thinking about. I don't know if he's colorblind or his
Gary,
grandmama dressed
explain.
Him. You know when your grandmama dressed you, you got to come out and let her see it.
Right.
She said, put that shirt on in them pants I gave you last Christmas and come out here and let me look at you.
What'd you say, Bruce? What'd you say, Bruce?
Come out here and let me look at you. And he walked out there like a little boy. This all right, grandmama? That's so, you so sweet. And he wearing it like he's proud. Bless
I
his
sure
heart.
Am, baby. It's designer, boo.
I don't know
what you got on costs more than everybody.
Especially that outfit he wearing.
But you know what? He got on some Scotch tape pants.
Some what kind of pants?
Scotch tape. And some drapes as a shirt. Come on now. You ain't ready for this. I'm telling you. I do this every day.
Okay,
you do this
I'm
every
through.
Now and then. All right?
You can concur, Gary.
I'm through.
I'll throw some water on that shirt right now and it'll draw up.
And what I have to do?
Then he had to cut the back up. Because he'll be suffocating. Somebody please cut the shirt. He'll start calling on Jesus this morning.
Hey, so if a redneck was in here, what would he say about Gary's shirt?
I tell you what, I don't like too many shirts, but that one looks good on you, baby.
Thank you.
You know, the good old boss will tell you. I'll tell you what, I don't know what made him do it, but he did it.
Bruce, in the midst of this royal comedy tour, it's featuring not just you, but some more, Mark Curry, Tony Rock, Bruce, of course, you, Jay, Anthony Brown, and Earthquake.
Yeah. Doing it real big. All heavy hitters on the show.
Wow.
And you got to hear Mark. People think Mark Curry still don't have it, but
hey,
Mark
let me tell y'all something.
Mark still got it. He had
Mark
not
Curry, that's him and Tommy Davis and the funniest comedians in the country.
I'm telling you.
I swear to God.
Mark Curry do a joke about his grandmama talking. Just keep talking.
Hey, Bruce,
once you speak
Bruce,
to her, she just
Bruce,
tell you.
Bruce, you know you can't say nothing about no grandma. I fall out here. What he said grandma be doing, Bruce?
Grandma just talk. Grandma, how you doing? Well, I'm doing good. You know, I went and seen the doctor today. He gave me some medicine. And then I washed the car. And then when I washed the car, some church members came over. We made some shirts. Then we cooked some dinner. Then we went over to see Sister Salad. Then we saw Sister Salad. We went to see her brother because, you know, he's dead, but he's still in the living room. And then he just keep talking. And he's tanned it up. I mean, Mark Curry have not lost a beat, man.
I swear to God,
he have not lost a
Mark
beat.
Curry had me freaking crying. Mark Curry killed me. Tommy Davidson, Mike Epps, they just
funny. They're funny, man.
Yeah.
Bruce, you
funny.
Yes, and big ups to you. Think like
a
man.
Thank you. You know, I had a little scene in that.
You sure did.
They wrote something real corny.
I said,
I said, no, we can't say that. They had wrote something real corny. So Taraji said, let him write something, and I did that. Who ever heard of a low-fat pork sandwich?
A low-fat?
Nothing. That's what I asked for. Leave me a low-fat pork sandwich. She said, you're going to get your pork sandwich, porky boy. And it was good. The scene was just good. It was small, but it was very big the way it came out.
So, Bruce, how your uncle doing? The one that be whistling a little bit when he talks.
I'll show you. I'll tell you. See, this way he talk. He going to try to discuss the Bible. And he whistle when he talks. See, the Lord has a way of presenting himself. See, what God is trying to do is, but we think he got a flute in his throat.
Sometimes
we don't know what's going on.
An S sound.
No,
it's
he
not
just
even, it don't
whistle.
Have to be an S.
We need everybody's attention in the church. See, I don't understand that. Why do you whistle when you talk? Silence. Please,
Bruce on the Royal Comedy Tour is featuring some more Mark Curry, Tony Rock, Bruce, Jay Anthony Brown, Earthquake.
A lot of big cities on the list, man. You're going to be in Bougie City, Louisiana on the 29th, Atlanta on the 30th, Greenville, South Carolina on the 6th of April. You're going to be in Granbury, Texas on May 10th, St. Louis, Missouri, May 11th, and the Nautical Mississippi. I can't even say that. Nashville, Tennessee, May 12th.
My man.
Now, a lot of people don't know, man, all of your success you've been having, you just extended your garage. And you built it with some materials.
I tell you what. Now, you ain't going to believe this. Because I go to Home Depot all the time just to talk to the good old boys because they in there.
Right.
And then if you go to one on Jonesboro Road, it's Mexicans be out there working that don't work there.
Mm-hmm.
You do know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is pull up and they be like, you need some work done, my friend.
Yeah. You put up two fingers, that means two of them coming in.
That means
in the
two
back
of them coming, right?
Yep.
But I added on to the garage. So I asked the guy, I said, look, man, I need some wood for my garage. He said, what kind you need? I said, some 2x4s. 2x4s. That's what you need. Now you need. How many you need? A pallet? I said, no, I need 2 pallets. I can got but a pallet and a half. 2x4s. You get some 2x4s and some 2x6s, and you can run them across the top.
2x.
Make a bridge. You understand? And some 2x4s will hold it right there forever.
They'll hold it for how long?
Ever.
All right, y'all. Bruce is in the building, man. Hey, how can they follow you on Twitter, Bruce?
Hey, man, just go to my website. First, go to www.brucebruce.com, and my Bruce Bruce is my Twitter. So, you know, check me out and tell me your likes and dislikes, because I have room for improvement.
Right. I love you, man.
Thank you. I love you, too,
man.
Hey, a lot of people don't know. We started out together.
We did.
Doing open mic night. Frito-Lay truck parked in front of the comedy club.
And that was mine.
And I would drive all the way from Birmingham coming over here. We first time we auditioned for Comic View on BET, we didn't make it.
No, we didn't. Everybody else
y'all
made it but us. No,
we didn't make it the first time. We didn't make Apollo. We auditioned for that.
No.
We auditioned. We auditioned for Delta Comedy Jam and didn't make it.
But we didn't stop.
See how persistence pays off.
Yeah, but
look
we didn't
at
stop.
You now.
And look at us now. Bro.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
That's
look
awesome.
At us now.
That's
look
my name.
Papers.
He was the first comedian I met when I came when I went to Atlanta and was very nice to me because I was laughing so hard. He was doing that redneck. I said, bro, I was crying. Oh, yeah. And I had my suit on. He said, why are you so dressed up? I said, well, you know.
But, you know, the thing is, why he laughed at me with redneck, I was in the bathroom using the restroom and the guy in the truck stop used the restroom. And we were just, you know, you and he just went, brrr.
He
said, hush. I said, did you just talk to your butt then? You better believe it, buddy.
Bruce, y'all, Ricky Smiley
yeah.
Morning Show.
Yes,
all right, we got Magic Johnson up next.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.